What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who will join us on hour three of our Fridays with her unique perspective on the world. So what is the first thing you want to talk about?
Something that is making the hair on the back of my head stand up and break down. Apparently, the head of the D.C. National Guard is to be removed from his post in the middle of inauguration. He's the guy who heads the D.C. National Guard and is integral to overseeing the inauguration, said Friday that he's been ordered removed from command effective January 20th, 12:01 p.m., which is just the moment that Donald Trump is sworn in as president.
Well, you're not the only person to notice this.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this article. This timing is very unusual. It's never happened before.
Yeah.
And it's causing a firestorm on Twitter, where we have had all of these buttercups and snowflakes and has-been Hollywood celebrities screaming, we're going to have riots after the inauguration. We're going to disrupt things. And it looks like whoever issued this order wants to paralyze the Washington, D.C. National Guard so that they cannot respond effectively to this kind of a situation. Do we know who actually issued this order?
Now, that's where it gets interesting, because the order came from the Pentagon, but we don't know from whom. And there is no replacement listed. Hello.
Okay, that's very alarming.
Yeah,
alarming indeed.
Yeah, you know. And apparently this guy was well-liked, this General Schwartz, very, very, you know, very good for the Guard. And all I've got to say, Mike, is the timing of this firing doesn't augur well for a smooth transition.
No, it doesn't. And like I was commenting to my audience before, this smacks of when Bill Clinton replaced the head of the FBI on the very same day, same moment that Vincent Foster's murdered body was being dumped in Fort Marcy Park.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm a little alarmed about this.
Yeah, it's freaking me out. There was a marvelous interview with Dr. Helen Caldicott. And for our readers and listeners who do not know who this woman is, she is a very ardent campaigner against nuclear weapons. She was the founder of Physicians for Social Responsibility. And she was commenting on the fact that SecDef nominee Mattis told a Senate committee on Thursday that NATO must build capability in Eastern Europe to deter Russia's alleged aggression. And this came one day after Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson testified that the United States would defend NATO states if Russia was invaded. And what she said was there's little or no evidence that Russia is being aggressive toward the NATO countries. And she said this is a lie that the United States insists on maintaining. And Caldicott pointed out that it was the U.S. and NATO, not Russia, that was building up all of these arms on Russia's border to unprecedented levels in Central and Eastern Europe and really exacerbating tensions in the region. And, you know, I don't know about the timing. I do know that it seems rather odd right before Trump's inauguration that all of this stuff is being prepositioned on Russia's border.
Well, again, I don't think they can wait for inauguration day.
Yeah.
I would not be at all surprised to see something happen this weekend.
Yeah.
They're going to need a few days to get as far as they can into Belarus, which is part of the Russian Republic, as they can to achieve a point where NATO will say, well, we're not going to pull back.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, you know, Donald Trump's not going to be able to do anything about it. He'll be hamstrung at that point.
Yeah.
But they're going to need a few days to do that. I was looking at the territory in Google Earth. A lot of rivers. I think it would be very foolish for our military to be commandeering the highways because then they become single-line bombing targets. So I imagine they have a lot of bridging equipment with them. I mean, we were reporting earlier where there's this entire armed brigade that is on the ground ready to march. They just need an excuse. Either Israel is threatening, or either Russia is threatening Israel over Syria, or they're going to use those T-72 tanks or something. The only thing they're missing to start this war is a way to make it look like somehow this is Russia's fault.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're going to do something at the inauguration where they're going to say Russia has bombed our capital city or something horrendous like that, which would be a shame. There's a lot of good museums in Washington, D.C. I've never seen. I'd like to be able to go and look at those.
Yeah. And, oh, if you haven't picked up on the article, there was a very interesting interview that Mike put up today with several American and NATO generals who were giving a news conference. And what they said was that the U.S. is ready for war against Russia in Europe. And I say this because we are now being distracted by various U.S. agencies who are investigating the activities of other agencies regarding the investigations of the Clinton email scandal. Just like right before we were misdirected, conditized with all the focus on the terrible death of Chandra Levy, a congressional aide to Gary Condit, right before 9/11, we are now getting Clintonized to distract our attention from a coming war with Russia. And everyone out there, you know, please go pick up a few more things, a few more provisions. You know, if you go to a big box store and have a membership, stuff that is going to store well, food, medication for yourself, the family, the pets, the whole enchilada.
And water, lots and lots of water.
Yeah, yeah.
And a reminder, when you go to the market and you buy those big jugs of water, the plastic in those jugs is biodegradable. It will not last.
Yeah.
You need to actually go on out and buy special bottles to hold your or tanks or bins or whatever to hold your water keep it safe, because the bottles that comes in from the market, they fall apart after just a couple of months.
Yeah. All right, I would like to now bop over to Asia and Myanmar.
Before you bop over, I want to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and so bop away.
This was an article out of Global Research, again, something we link to that I find generally quite sober and well-researched and well-thought-out. And the question the article asks is the U.S. positioning itself for a military presence in Myanmar? And if you look at a map, Myanmar is very interestingly positioned and does border China on some of its border. And the article asks if the U.S. was using the Rohingya crisis as a pretext. Now, apparently, in terms of backstory, the governments of the U.S. and U.K. have spent decades and millions of dollars creating the political opposition fronts that constitute supports for Myanmar's new and first ever state councillor, Aung San Suu Kyi. This support includes backing Suu Kyi's saffron-clad street fronts, who make up a nationwide network of monk alliances and associations. And unfortunately, it is these alliances and associations that have served at the forefront of persecution against Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. Also, for years, this violent persecution has unfolded in what could only be termed a media blackout across North America. How frequently do you hear about Myanmar at CBS, NBC, Fox, etc.?
So far,
you don't.
So far, you don't.
And when violence reaches fevered pitches, American and European media organizations intentionally introduce ambiguity as to precisely who is leading the violence. And what is that line about never letting a good crisis go to waste? So now the U.S. is expecting its military to go in as advisors. Gee, where did I hear that term before?
Vietnam.
Yeah, I know. That was rhetorical there.
Yes.
For the Myanmar military against a horrifically persecuted minority group, the Muslim Rohingya, who many times literally get burned out of their shacks by the Myanmar military. You know, I never thought this lifetime looking at various wars blamed on religious differences, but was actually about access to resources, that I would ever have to say, watch out, here come the Buddhists. Unfortunately, Myanmar is the exception to that rule in big time.
Mm.
Yeah, you know. And bopping on over to Israel, the Israeli IDF has this tactic where they will go into Palestinian homes in the middle of the night, wake the family up, separate the kids, accuse them of having thrown stones or something in a demonstration. Many times the kids haven't. And what happens is these kids get brutalized by men in masks and told, if you ever go to a demonstration, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to kill you. And, you know, I have to tell you that this vicious intimidation of Palestinian kids by masked IDF members is an old stock in trade. And it must take a really manly man to punish innocent kids this way just for being Palestinians. I think it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Yeah. And part of the problem, of course, is that the Israelis are indoctrinated to believe that anybody who is not Jewish isn't really a human being anyway.
Yep.
So it's not as surprising to see the Israelis treat the Palestinians the way the plantation owners in the antebellum South treated the slaves, who were also considered to not quite be human beings.
Yeah. And I think about these kids and the level of psychological pain and trauma that they go through just for being Palestinian kids,
yes,
when they really haven't done anything wrong.
Well, you should have been born Israeli then.
And we also need to take a look at Israel, because the Israeli official who plotted to take down British MPs has resigned.
Oh, good.
The Israeli official who was caught on camera to take down British MPs has resigned from government service. Shai Masalt, a senior political officer at the embassy in London, resigned several days ago and was sent back to Israel. The UK Foreign Office and the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs both said that they regarded the matter as closed. However, the shadow foreign secretary, Emily Thornberry, has called on the Commons Foreign Affairs Committee to conduct an inquiry into the matter, saying it amounted to improper interference in our democratic politics by a foreign state. Boy, is she good at understatement. Masalt was filmed by an undercover reporter from Al Jazeera's television investigation units as he talked about taking down MPs he considered hostile to Israel, including Sir Alan Duncan, the former office minister. And Al Jazeera, good on you for this, but I do have a small caveat to the British House of Lords and House of Commons. Please don't think that the problem is gone because the symptom has been removed.
Temporarily here.
Temporarily.
I'm sure over in Israel they're saying, why are you complaining? The Americans let us do this all the time. What's wrong with you British people?
And anyone representing the Israeli government will be looking at attempting to do precisely the same thing that he was, only with a little more finesse. This is the way the Israeli establishment thinks, and the sooner the government of the UK gets it, the sooner they will be able to prevent its negative impact on the British government.
Or, for that matter, the American government, or the Canadian government, or the Austrian government, or the German government, or so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'd like to bop over now to Korea, specifically North Korea. Apparently, China and Russia have agreed on more countermeasures against U.S. anti-missile system, and this is reported at Xinhua. China and Russia have agreed to take further unspecified measures in response to a U.S. plan to deploy an anti-missile system in South Korea, state news agency reported today. They will be aimed at safeguarding interests of China and Russia and the strategic balance in the region, yada, yada, yada. And apparently China and Russia held a joint anti-missile drill last May after Washington and Seoul began discussions over installing the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, THAAD, to counter any North Korean threats. Now, THAAD is due to be employed on a South Korean golf course, unsettling Moscow and Beijing, which worry that the system's powerful radar will compromise their security and do nothing to lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula. And you're hearing sighs from me and hair-tearing out noises. What the U.S. government right now should be doing is working with China and Russia to get North Korea back to the negotiating table to create a peace treaty which gives North Korea assurances on trade in exchange for them stopping their nuclear weapons program. Mike, that appears to be logical.
Well, logical is one thing. Yeah. Politically expedient, of course, is something else entirely. And, you know, there's a lot of saber rattling going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But I wish someone in Foggy Bottom would get the notion, and this is going to be interesting after President Obama dissed China on his visit to China for the G20 in September and accused them of doing bad things in the South China Sea. But somehow China has to be brought back into the process to convince North Korea to come together and so that a peace treaty can be created with the quid pro quo that they'd stop their nuclear weapons program if they got that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, we're in an area where our government and the corporate media are shouting all of these accusations and allegations without any proof.
Yeah.
And then they stand there and say, if you are a loyal citizen, you will just believe us. You will not question. You will think what we tell you to think.
Nope,
you will believe what
anymore.
We tell you to believe.
Not anymore. You know, we can't. We can't afford to for the future of this nation and where it may be going,
or the future of the planet.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, we're talking about serious risk of mushroom clouds all over the place.
Yep.
If every nuclear weapon possessed by the United States and by Russia were to be detonated at their nominal yields, we're looking at a real life version of On the Beach. There'll be enough radiation in the atmosphere to kill off all life on Earth. That's how serious this gets.
Right, right.
Okay, before I let you go to your next story here, a little bit of an update on this thing about the District of Columbia National Guard commander.
Yes.
Apparently, the chief of the District of Columbia's Guard reports directly to the president.
Okay,
general of the Washington, D.C. National Guard is a presidential appointee, which means the order to let him go had to come
from
President Obama.
Okay, all right. And there is no mention of any kind of replacement. Those people are going to be on the ground blind.
Well, you know what is probably going to happen is they're going to try and kick up a ruckus in the streets, and they're going to blame it on Donald Trump because, after all, he's in charge right now. If anybody from Donald Trump's campaign is listening to me, and I'm pretty sure some of you are.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Trump needs to have a new commander of the National Guard ready to plug in at 12:02 on Inauguration Day.
Right,
to be able to walk on in there and say, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to handle the rioting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Over to another embarrassment for the United States, as though it needs any more embarrassments.
There have been so many.
There was a leaked tape where John Kerry was heard to say that the U.S. watched ISIS rise in Syria and hoped to manage it.
Ah, well, that didn't work out too well, did it?
Not too well.
Yeah.
But
we're going to start an avalanche here hope that we can surf it down to the bottom.
And he made the observation, Nusra makes it hard, he said, referring to Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. Nusra and Daesh, ISIS, both make it hard because you have this extreme element out there, and unfortunately some of the opposition has kind of chosen to work with him. Really, Secretary of State? You know, this is absolutely unbelievable to me. That the U.S. government allowed ISIS to grow to destabilize the Syrian government, believing it would push al-Assad to the negotiating table and then he would resign. But al-Assad called for Russian help, which has been the major factor in getting most of the jihadists out of Syria successfully.
You know, I want to make a comment here, and I've made it before.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have seen over the last, going on 20 years, an absolutely botched up foreign policy nightmare.
Yeah.
Goof after goof after goof after goof. All of it because if anybody is doing an actual careful long-term analysis of the consequences of any of these actions, they're being ignored.
Yeah.
We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more from Claire. We'll be right back.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a couple more phone calls here. James in Tokyo, ohayou gozaimasu. What's on your mind?
Ohayou gozaimasu, Michael. First, I take exception to the guy who was talking about your sex appeal. I think you have great sex appeal. It's one of the only reasons I listen to you, but unfortunately, you're too intellectual for me.
You smoothie.
You're too intellectual for me, and you have that lovely harpist angel.
Yes,
you're already taken.
That part I'll agree with. That part I will agree with here. So what's
talking
on your mind?
I want to talk about Russia, but first, talking about sex appeal, I saw that Twitter thing that Madonna did of her vagina showing the tattoo or hair, I don't know, but the Nike logo, just do it for the Million Women March. And I have no problem with anyone saying whatever they want on Twitter and showing, if they're an adult, you know, pictures of themselves. But what I didn't like about it was the picture looked like someone in their 20s, and that, sir, was fake news.
That's going to be fake news. I mean, you know.
Yes, you know, definitely.
The funny thing is, many years ago, in fact, when I was working on the Stargate film, the company I was working at was up in this little house in the Hollywood Hills, and we overlooked Madonna's place. And she used to walk around there naked all the time, and back then that was something pleasant to look at. But today, I don't think so.
I don't either. And, you know, however, if it wasn't fake news, she might have got my vote. But anyway, Michael, Russia, it really frustrates me, all the stuff going on in Russia. And one of the things that frustrates me most is when a lot of people keep saying Russia was invaded. Russia was invaded. Every news outlet from Bloomberg and everybody.
You're talking about Crimea.
Crimea was invaded. And I got in a little tiff with some internet hack, Catherine Hughes. And I said, you know, it wasn't invaded. 95% of the people voted for it. And she says, oh, that's because there were people in black masks forcing them to, or they disappeared. And I'm like, not 95% of ethnic Russians. They didn't force. The UN had different surveys for decades. And they asked the people what they want to do, and they said, yeah, we all like to, and still, and it was always about 95%, we wanted to return to Crimea, you know, to Russia.
To Russia, yeah.
And then she's like, she had one point, though. She said, well, the Russians, they forced people into Crimea, and, you know, so it was an invasion. And then that's the only small point she had, because after World War II, yeah, they kicked out a lot of the Crimean Tartars, but I mentioned, you know, this place is ruled by Mongols, and they were kicked out by Romans, who were kicked out by Greeks, and, you know, the whole thing went on and on and on. So, you know, it's I thought it's very legitimate referendum, legal under international law.
It was legal under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Basically, the attitude of the United States of America is, we don't care what the people of Crimea want, we refuse to recognize the vote. Therefore, if they're part of Russia, we, by default, it's annexation. That's their circuitous logic to get from a free election by the people of Crimea to Russia stole that. And then they're staying with the story, and because right now the corporate media is in a panic about hanging on to what little remains of their credibility, you're going to get people like this who are going to say, oh, well, they had people in black, they were threatening them, they were doing this. And the proper response to that every time should be, show me your proof. Show me your proof that Russia had people in black out there threatening to kill the Crimeans. Where's your proof on that? And when they say, well, it was reported by, just say, no, I'm not interested in another report from another corporate media liar. Show me video or photos, and otherwise just shut the heck up.
It bugs me, but I remember when Kosovo wanted their independence from Serbia, and Serbia, you know, like, they didn't approve it, that they can do that. And the U.S. did everything they could militarily to get Kosovo away. Well, and, you know, compared to the UK,
they wanted those Trepka mines.
Yeah.
They wanted those
Trepka. It just bugs me, that's all.
Well, it should bug you. I mean, you know, this is supposed to be the 21st century, and we're supposed to have outgrown this idea of walking into other people's countries and bashing their skulls in order to steal their natural resources. But it does seem like we're into a new dark ages where this is now the accepted interaction between nations. Anyway, James, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. More calls when we come on back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And courtesy of the Washington Post, we're getting a little more clarification on this thing about the commanding general of the Washington, D.C. National Guard. And apparently, a part of it is that pro forma presidential appointees, when a new president is coming in, will submit a letter of resignation to basically say, I am going to leave and you can do whatever you want to do. Now, sometimes those letters of resignation are rejected. But in this case, the Trump administration accepted the resignation, and this general plans to retire from the Army at this point anyway. And apparently the Trump transition team has picked out a new commander for the Washington, D.C. National Guard, who is basically taking over just as Donald Trump is sworn in. So the timing is a little upsetting to a lot of people, as is the timing that Trump has ordered all U.S. foreign diplomats to step down from their positions on Inauguration Day. So apparently Trump is definitely trying to establish a big black line between Obama and Trump. And in the context of this revelation, then I'm a little bit less concerned about this. This is more about posturing in politics. Although we are still hearing from all those snowflakes and buttercups and has-been celebrities that they're going to go on out there and cause a ruckus. And Like I said, we're going to keep an eye on the weather forecast because if the weather continues the way it's going, there is a chance that we could see Washington, D.C. Get hit with a lot of snow, and that would just calm everybody down. We're going to take two more phone calls, then we're going to go back to the Lady Claire. Dennis in Lansing, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Michael and Claire.
Good evening to you.
I'm a blast from the past. I called a lot in 2010, 2011. I was taking care of an elderly parent.
Okay.
And I am a fellow music minister, Claire.
Oh, okay.
And we had some very nice conversations way back when. And
okay.
I suffered a mini stroke and some reversals, and it's been a long journey, but I've been staying in touch with the show, and now I have a phone that has minutes on it, so I can call.
Okay. Okay.
What I wanted to talk about is in that movie Money as Debt 3. He has quite a few films out that
yes,
Paul Grignan, and his Money as Debt 3 is his latest, hour or so feature. And I was watching it, I've watched it maybe three times, and it's finally sinking in. He's talking about self-issued credit based on the value of our labor, that we can actually do this. We could do it through internet exchanges, or you can do it directly. And I personally experienced this recently when a friend of mine for Christmas, he gave me this envelope, and in it was a unique coupon for a local Italian food place where it was an unconditional, no expiration date, free dinner. It's probably worth maybe $6-7. And, you know, I used to be a drinker, you know, and I can relate to people who are dealing with addiction. And I could take that coupon. I live a block away from a little local liquor store. I could take the coupon over there and trade it for, you know, $1.50 so I can buy myself a beer.
Yes.
You know, and they can in turn take that same thing and trade it with somebody else for something else, and so on and so forth, until somebody redeems it at the Italian place, and then it's no longer in circulation, but that becomes money. Self-issued.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Currency can be whatever any two individuals or a group agree represents a medium of exchange. And it's interesting you're talking about that ticket from the Italian restaurant, because back during the Depression of the 1930s, there was this story about this small kind of isolated town where they were really having trouble with the official U.S. currency and the banker debt and everything. And there was a newspaper. And they needed to get paper and ink and other supplies to get their newspaper out. So they went down to the paper supply place and the ink supply place, and they had printed up these little tickets, good for free advertising. And they said, we'll give you this, you give us some materials, we'll get the newspaper out, and when you cash that in, we'll give you a free ad. And people started doing exactly the same thing. They would take these tickets for free advertising, and they would pass from hand to hand to hand to hand to hand. And it reached a point where the town's population had more confidence and trust in those advertising vouchers than in the Federal Reserve notes. And so this, what you're describing has happened many, many times throughout history. And interestingly enough, when Hitler was doing his German economic miracle and issued his own currency, it was actually denominated as a unit of labor. And it just,
right.
Germany's economy lit on up. They called it the German miracle. And that, of course, is why all the nations that were still enslaved to private central banks had to gin up a reason to go to war against him.
Had to put a stop to that.
Oh, absolutely. Same reason they wanted to destroy the young United States. Same reason they almost came into the Civil War on the side of the Confederacy. How dare you just make your own money? You're only allowed to borrow money from the bankers at interest. Where do you get it? Well, we just print it up. Why can't I print up my own money? You're not allowed to. Bad things will happen to you.
Right.
Okay?
Well, I'm getting ready to print up and put it on the on my website, affidavits for free introductory lessons I teach private music lessons.
Okay.
And I'm going to put that up, and they're going to be worth anywhere from $15 to $26. And again, people could just print up as much as they want, and they could trade it with each other, and it could be like a form of money, a form of debt-free money, because it has value once it gets redeemed with me.
As long as it is redeemable in the end, the system will work. Where it breaks down
exactly.
is like with the Federal Reserve, they overprinted those paper certificates, which they weren't supposed to do under Bretton Woods. Anyway, Dennis, good to hear from you again. We're running out of time, and I need to let you go. We're going to take another phone call and then close the lines for the rest of the show so Claire can have her time on the microphone. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Claire. Hope you guys are well.
Working on it.
Yep.
Okay. Mike, thank you for the Manuka honey recommendation. It's really worked wonders, so thank you so
Good.
Much.
Good.
Mike, I got in a little late on the show, and I don't know if this was discussed, but what happened in Syria yesterday with the Israeli attack on that compound in Damascus, I had thought that the Syrian airspace, with the help of the Russians, was sealed with the S-300s, S-400s, et cetera. So I was a little surprised to see that they were able to penetrate Syrian airspace. So I don't know if that was discussed.
Well, the original – let me give you a clarification because we did cover this earlier in the show. The original report was Israel had carried out airstrikes. As it turned out, they had used missiles – launched from somewhere around the Sea of Galilee. They could have been low-level cruise missiles or something, but whatever it is, they did succeed in penetrating the space, and I'm sure both Syria and Russia are moving resources to be able to cover that again. But there's no question it's an outright provocation, and I think one of the possible motives is to try and goad Russia into doing something that could be portrayed as a direct threat to Israel. And then, of course, then they launched that invasion force in Poland into Russia.
Yeah. My last point. Oh, and then before I ask you this one last question, I want to praise Claire, for she always seems to bring up what's happening in Yemen. She's one of the few people that does this. So thank you. You know, it says a lot about you as a person. You bring up this very sad story. Regarding,
yes, you're welcome.
I had a temporary brain cramp last night, and I watched the first few minutes of O'Reilly. And his talking points, he was condemning this whole P-Gate story. But then he had Lindsey Graham on, little Lindsey, and he said to him, Lindsey Graham said, yeah, the Russians gave this story to this British MI6 guy. And O'Reilly said, just, you know, accepting it, like, yeah, of course they did. You know, while 2 minutes earlier, he was condemning the corporate media for going with this story with no evidence. He just agreed with Lindsey Graham. I mean, do we have evidence that this was given by the Russians to this British PR guy?
Well, there's no evidence whatsoever, and what's really interesting is this former MI, well, it's probably still current MI6 agent,
right,
Christopher Steele, is now acknowledging he was being paid to produce this dossier, and what's really bizarre about the story is originally he was being paid by a Republican, he won't say who, and then all of a sudden it changed to a Democrat was coming on in and making the payments on the manufacture of this story. And the only substantiation Steele has for any of it is another spy has stood up to say, oh, yes, Christopher wouldn't lie to you. These are spies. It's not exactly the benchmark of moral, ethical, honest people that we're dealing with here.
So he could have just made up the story and not gotten it from a Russian, whatever, an FSB guy in Moscow.
Well, the actual story of the events in the hotel room actually began as a piece of fan fiction by somebody who hates Donald Trump and just wrote this up as, you know, this sort of fantasy misadventure. This is what Donald Trump's like. And it got grabbed and propaganda laundered through this MI6 guy. And then, of course, John McCain was the ultimate propaganda laundry because he handed it to the intelligence agencies. It went from there to the media. Most of the media didn't want to deal with it. Then BuzzFeed ran with it. And the rest of the media said, okay, BuzzFeed has opened the gates. We can go with this. And now they're all hugely humiliated, pointing fingers at each other, and out there screaming, no, 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 we're the real media. You can trust us. We made a mistake, only one. But those people on the internet, you know, they're all kooks and tinfoil hat wearing wacko conspiracy theorists, and you should never listen to anything that they're saying. They're actually adding curriculum to the public schools in California to teach kids from an early age, you will believe what the government tells you, you will believe what the corporate media tells you, you will not believe anything independent media tells you because they're not approved of by the government.
Well, I'm glad I left California, and I'm glad at this point I don't have any kids, because if I had kids growing up going through these public schools, I think it would just I had to send them to private schools. I couldn't allow them to public schools.
I agree. If I was fortunate enough to be a parent, I would have my kid in private school. Actually, what am I kidding? At my age, if I'd had a kid, they would have graduated college by now. But it really is very ugly out there. And, of course, all of this is a violation of the First Amendment. But we have a government that has declared war on the American people and on the Bill of Rights.
But, Mike, I'm worried about Trump's fate once he becomes president, but I don't think if they want to take him out, I don't think it's going to be via the JFK route. I think it'll be through this phony intelligence and maybe potentially an impeachment. I think that's more likely than just going out and assassinating him and putting it on some lone, like in Paul Craig Roberts' view, some right-wing nut who resents the fact that Trump is quote-unquote a stooge of Russia. You know, that they might do that. But he thinks, too, that it might be it's going to be based on this phony intelligence.
Well, that's it exactly. And I think the American people are going to demand a high standard of proof before Congress tries to remove the president of the United States of America. And if they try, they could trigger a civil war or an outright bloody revolution. And I'd like to avoid those outcomes. But on the other hand, we cannot just let an entrenched oligarchical establishment just roll over the American people, roll over the Constitution. We dare not leave our children to suffer under this current system. No responsible parent could ever even consider allowing their children to grow up under a government that just lies to them, takes their money, sends them out to die in wars of conquests, and is a functionally a dictatorship with pretensions and illusions of democracy being not too carefully maintained. But we've reached basically a crossroads here, and we're going to have to make some very hard choices if they try and take Trump out of the White House.
Yeah. All right, well, you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, and thanks for the call.
All right, thank you very much. Do you have a short story here?
Yes, I do, looking at the clock.
About 3 minutes.
Yeah. U.S. forces massacred Afghan civilians in self-defense. In early November...
They waved a rug at me.
Yeah, right. In early November, there was an incident in northern Kunduz province of Afghanistan that resulted in the death of 33 Afghan civilians. And a Pentagon military investigation concluded in a new report today, the troops ordered the airstrike against the village of Baz, and the bombings killed large numbers of civilians within. Now, this report was very quick to shrug off civilian casualties, insisting that the troops had acted in self-defense, and that they were clearing the troops of any wrongdoing for calling in the airstrikes against civilian homes within a village, presenting it as an appropriate response.
What exactly was the threat that was presented to these soldiers?
Here you go. I mean, this is so vague and so vacuous. The investigation centered its justification on claims that Taliban forces had fired on troops and might have well been within any given house in the village, concluding that the bombing of all the houses was the minimum force required to neutralize various threats they might conceivably have been under.
Oh, so, Mike, we're back in Vietnam days. Yeah. We had to destroy that village to save it.
So now slaughter and assassination of innocent non-combatants is defined by the U.S. military as self-defense? I mean, come on. What this reminds me of is the response of the papal legate during the Catholic Church's genocide against the French Cathars. When apprised that there were women and children with the men at Montségur, he responded, "Kill them all. God will find his own." I don't think this should have gone down this way at all.
Well, I don't either.
Yeah.
And in a just world, mm-hmm. you might want to talk to your imaginary playmate up there about this. All of these people ought to be hauled before The Hague. Yeah. They need war crimes trials. Unfortunately, we've seen the U.S. government go way beyond what the Nazis were doing. I mean, even the Nazis had certain limits.
Yeah.
You know, and our government seems to think it's all open season.
Yeah.
Kill men, women, and children. Torture people to death to find weapons of mass destruction that don't exist.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our Power Hunter Friday show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplement.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last show, a segment of our Pauhana Friday program on Friday the 13th here. And Claire, take it away.
Okay. In his... Don't
Sorry
do that.
About that.
I love you, but please don't do that. In his testimony to the Senate the other day, Rex Tillerson, who is Trump's pick for Secretary of State, wants to provide Saudi Arabia with more help to bomb Yemen. Now, for 21 months, a coalition of nations led by Saudi Arabia has been relentlessly bombing Yemen using U.S. and U.K.-produced weapons and intelligence in a war that has devastated the country and killed, well, over 10,000 Yemeni people.
Well, because once the U.S. government conquers a country and imposes a puppet ruler, you will love your puppet ruler. How dare you try and take your country back from the American Empire? Hail Caesar!
There is abundant evidence that the high civilian death toll in Yemen is the result of deliberate, not accidental, airstrikes by Saudi Arabia. During its campaign, Saudi Arabia has bombed endless civilian targets, including homes, farms, markets, factories, water infrastructure, hospitals, and children's schools, and has even gone so far as to use banned cluster weapons, which are designed to inflict damage over a wide area and often remain lethal for years after being dropped. They're also a tremendous attractant to little toddlers because they look so much, and I think they're engineered to look like food packages, and will literally tear a toddler limb from limb.
Cynthia McKinney raised a big stink about that when she was still in Congress,
yeah,
which is one of the reasons she's no longer in Congress.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I do have a response to this, and that is Rex. I am having an industrial strength, palm to forehead
okay,
moment.
But let us yes. all remember
yes.
that all of Trump's nominees
yes.
are before Congress to be confirmed.
I know.
And we have to hold open the reality that they are telling Congress what they believe Congress wants to hear in order to win that confirmation.
I know.
And it may not actually reflect what their own policies are. And it certainly is going to have no bearing on the fact that once he is in office,
mm-hmm.
policies regarding Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and so forth will mm-hmm. be set by President Donald Trump.
Right, right. But it's very, to me, what's very annoying, Mike, is what Congress wants to hear. And apparently they want to hear that the U.S.'s complicity with this slaughter of people in Yemen is perfectly fine. And it's not fine to me. It's not fine that children are starving to death. And I posted some very graphic images of kids who have been killed and are dying slow, painful deaths from malnutrition because of the Saudi blocking of the Yemen harbor. They can't get
no,
food
No, what
in.
Congress wants to hear is more war, and more money into these military contractors whose stock lines these Congress critters' portfolios.
Yeah.
That's what Congress wants to hear.
Yeah.
That they are going to be made richer off of all this bloodshed, and their thought process stop at the end of richer.
Yeah, I
we
hear
will
you.
Make you richer. Okay,
yeah.
Fine, you're confirmed. All right, there's the music. Time for us to get out of here for the weekend. Remember, you Rivera's Rangers are now all part of the independent media. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone you know. Go gentle. Don't trigger those defensive reflexes. We'll be back on Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find
some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.